迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike 杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要带你去看看在美国看病有什么不同。
Can you describe the stomach pain? Is it a dull pain or a sharp pain?
聊聊怎么为工作面试做准备。
I'll need to review some of their older issues and brush up on the magazine's history. I need to know that company inside and out.
That's right.
还要告诉你怎么说精挑细选。
Yep, you were complaining about going to the hospital in China, but actually, I think here is way worse. It's significantly more expensive, especially if you don't have insurance.
可不是吗？这里看病太贵了。不过啊，这个咱们等会儿再讨论。现在我们先来进入第一个单元 ，Learn a word。
Learn a word。
今天我们要学的词是
ounce cell。ounce cell is spelled O-U-T-S-E-L-L。ounce cell。
ounce cell 销量超过《格雷的五十道阴影》这套书热卖。
The Fifty Shades of Grey trilogy is outselling the seven Harry Potter books to become the best-selling book series on Amazon UK.
格雷的五十道阴影三部曲销量超过哈利波特的七本书，成为英国亚马逊网站上销量最好的系列书籍。Outsell 的过去时是 outsold. 电子书 e-book 的销量继续呈上升趋势。
Publishers are reporting that in 2011,E-book versions of novels aimed at adults outsold hardcovers for the first time.
出版商说2011年成年人小说类书籍的电子版销量首次超过精装本销量。好的，今天我们学习的词是
outsell, outsell, outsell.
说起 outsell, 最该提的就是 iPhone 5了。iPhone 5 outsold all other smartphones. 我也特别想要一部呢。
Yeah, Apple said it got 2 million pre-orders for the iPhone 5 in just 24 hours. That nearly doubles the sales record of the previous version.
正好，你不是前两天在健身房马大哈把手机摔了吗？你也该去换个新的嘛。
Well, as you know, I like to be unique. I don't want to use the same phone as everybody else.So, I've been trying to ferret out which smartphone I should get by reading all the comments on tech websites.
Well, that's smart. 不过啊，你刚才提到了一个很好的词儿 ,ferret out. 咱们来听听这个习惯用语的用法吧。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第983讲，我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus。
最近我想去剪个新发型，虽然发廊很多，但是因为刚来这个新城市，对哪家发廊好一点都没有概念。不过啊，幸好有互联网，只要到特定的网站去搜索一下哪些发型师的评价好，就一目了然了。在美语里，我们可以用一个习惯用语来形容这种情形，
Ferret out. Ferret is spelled F-E-R-R-E-T, ferret out.
Ferret 作为动词，意思是搜寻、寻找。Ferret out 作为一个词组，是通过全面查找而搜寻出来的意思。在上面的例子里，通过网上的顾客评论
，I can ferret out the poor service providers from the good ones.
我能很容易找到好的和差的服务。在下面的例子里，一名男子坚持要参加训练最严酷的特种部队。我们来听听他爸爸是怎么说的。
I support my son wanting to enlist in the military, but he's determined to join one of the toughest units in the world. Their basic training involves physical, mental, and emotional challenges that is nearly impossible to endure. They ferret out the weaker candidates within days.
这段话是说，我支持儿子想去参军的打算，但是他坚决要参加世界上训练最严酷的军种之一。他们的基本训练包括对体能、精神和情绪的极限挑战。他们在几天内就能把不够强壮的候选人淘汰掉。
这人说的一定是那些在泥里爬、冰水里游泳，然后每天只睡四个小时的特种部队。我真不明白人类怎么能忍受这些。我记得原来我去参加一个钢琴比赛的选拔。
The judges quickly ferreted out everyone but the most exceptional talents.
评委们很快就挑选出了最杰出的人才。好了， 让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
I support my son wanting to enlist in the military, but he's determined to join one of the toughest units in the world. Their basic training involves physical, mental, and emotional challenges that is nearly impossible to endure. They ferret out the weaker candidates within days.
在工作中，大家都讨厌那种干活拖拉或者光拿钱不干事儿的人。在下面的例子里，一间工厂就发生了这种事儿。让我们来听听他的发言人是怎么说的。
It was announced that some workers got paid overtime that they hadn't worked. The accounting department is reviewing all recent records. They're ferreting out any fraud. The employees responsible can expect to be punished.
这段话是说。据称有些工人没有加班就擅自的领取加班费，现在会计部门正在审核所有的记录，他们将彻查任何的舞弊行为，那些应当对此负责的人将受到惩罚。
干了缺德事儿总是会被发现的。我记得原来大学在一间旅游公司实习，人们发现一些导游强行多收了游客的钱。
It didn't take long for the boss to ferret out abuses and fire those employees.
老板没过多久就发现了这种行为，炒了那些导游的鱿鱼。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
It was announced that some workers got paid overtime that they hadn't worked. The accounting department is reviewing all recent records. They're ferreting out any fraud. The employees responsible can expect to be punished.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 ferret out， 意思是搜寻出来、查找出来。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus，
谢谢各位的收听。
一二三，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。十二级精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。
Speaking of ferret out, one of the reasons medical care is so costly in America is because medical school is so hard and expensive.It's extremely hard to get in, and they are constantly trying to ferret out the weaker candidates during the 4 years of study.
这样才能保证最后出来的医生都是最优秀的呀。不过啊，我觉得美国呢，尖端医学确实特别发达，可是普通人要去看病可太贵了。
For sure. The worst part is that even with insurance, sometimes the cost of medical care can be in the thousands.
就是，记得吗？上回 Helen 也不想去看医生，可是呢，病一点都没好，所以这回不得不去了。咱们跟着他去看看美国医生有什么高招。
Let's listen.
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目医药单元的终极课程。 Helen 因为头疼和胃疼到药店买了一些药，可是不管用，所以她今天啊约了医生看病。
That's right, Winnie. In this first part, Helen is describing her symptoms to the doctor. Let's listen.
I hope you can help me, doctor. I really haven't been feeling well the past few days.
I see. Can you describe your symptoms for me?
I've had a persistent pain in my stomach, and I've been getting really bad headaches, too.
Can you describe the stomach pain? Is it a dull pain or a sharp pain?
It's mostly a dull pain. No matter what I do, nothing seems to make it go away.
Professor, Helen 说她的头疼和胃疼都是 persistent. 这是什么意思呢？
You can call a symptom persistent if it won't go away.For example, I get a persistent headache every afternoon as soon as my children come home from school.
Oh, persistent pain 就是持续的疼痛。
Exactly. And do you know what sharp and dull pains are?
我知道 dull pain 就是隐隐作痛，而 sharp pain 就是剧烈的疼痛。
Do you have a history of these kinds of symptoms?
Well, I've had stomach aches and headaches before, but never this serious and for so long.
Right. How long have you been feeling ill? Is it every day?
It's been on and off for a few months. I've tried taking aspirin to lessen the pain, but it doesn't help.
So, Winnie, how long has Helen had these symptoms?
她说啊，已经疼了几个月了。不过她说这些症状是 on and off， 这是什么意思呢？
That means that sometimes she has them and sometimes she doesn't.
on and off 就是说有时候疼，有时候不疼，时好时坏。
Right. You can use this phrase for other things too. For example, Chris and Tammy keep breaking up, but then getting back together. Their relationship has been on and off for the past year.
形容恋人的关系是 on and off， 就是说啊，他们总是分分合合。Professor， 医生还问 Helen 是不是有 a history of these symptoms， 这就是问他是不是有这个病史，是不是老毛病吧。
Right again. The doctor might also ask if you have a family history of a disease, meaning that other people in your family have had the same thing.
Family history of a disease， 也就是家族病史。
I'm not sure what the problem is. I need to do some tests before I can diagnose you.
How long will that take?
It will take about a week for the test results to come back. Until then, I can give you some painkillers to help alleviate the pain.
Thanks, Doctor. I think that would really be helpful.
看来医生一时也不能判断 Helen 到底有什么病，所以要 do some test, 做一些化验，看看结果再说。
Yes, Winnie. And what does the doctor say he will do to help Helen alleviate the pain while they are waiting for the test results?
医生说先给 Helen 开一些 painkillers, 止痛药，希望这样啊能够 alleviate, 缓解她的疼痛。
I have just one last question. Have there been any big changes in your life that have affected your mental health?
Actually, my dog died a couple of weeks ago, and I've been really sad about it.
You know, sometimes when you are under a lot of mental stress, it can cause physical health problems. Have you thought about talking to a therapist?
No, I haven't. Do you think that would help?
It might. You should think about it.
原来 Helen 的狗几个星期前死了。医生说心理压力也有可能引起身体不适，所以他建议 Helen 去看看 therapist, 治疗师。
That's right. Usually when Americans mention therapist, they refer to someone who you talk to about your mental health, but a physical therapist is someone who helps people recover from physical injuries.
Therapist 一般呢是指心理治疗师， physical therapist就是物理治疗师了。Professor, 你说 Helen 会去看 therapist 吗？
Let's listen next time to find out.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。
美国之音 iPhone 和 Android 中文新闻应用程序，操作简洁，功能齐全，方便您随时阅读、收听、收看美国之音广播电视节目，浏览美国之音的中文博客。利用美国之音 Android 中文新闻应用程序的新闻线索功能，您还能直接向我们传输新闻线索，发送照片或录像。下载 iPhone 应用程序，搜索词 VOA:Chinese。应用程序名称是 VOA News Chinese Edition。 医生问 Helen 身体有什么不适，她说她一直 have a dull pain in her stomach， 肚子隐隐作痛，而且几个月来一直 on and off， 时好时坏。医生问她有没有 a history of these symptoms， 家族病史。了解到没有之后，医生说得做些检查，先给 Helen 一些止痛药来 alleviate the pain, 减轻疼痛。
Yeah, she also mentioned that she's under a lot of mental stress. I guess that also contributed.
我也是这么觉得。在美国要是生了病，我可懒得去看医生，还得预约，太麻烦了。
Not necessarily. A lot of cities have special clinics called urgent care centers where you can just walk in and see a doctor. No one wants to get sick, especially when you have something important to do. I remember once I got really sick before an important interview, and it nearly killed me. I was too dizzy to follow what the interviewer was saying.
哈？要是我肯定就先取消了嘛。
Well, sometimes you get sick suddenly, and there's no time to cancel. Or maybe the interview is extremely important, and you can't cancel.
也对也对。在今天的 Business Etiquette 里 ,David 得到了他一直梦寐以求的面试机会。咱们去看看他是怎么准备的。
礼节美语。
David 兴高采烈地来找 Peter, 让我们听听他有什么好消息。
Peter, have I got news for you?
Wow, Dave, I've never seen you so excited. What's the occasion?
Okay, you've known me for years, right?
Uh-huh.
What's the one job I've been dreaming of having my whole life?
You've always wanted to work as a writer for Players Magazine.
David 说
Have I got news for you?
在这里不是问句，而是要加强语气，意思是我有事儿要告诉你。
So what's the occasion?
是什么重大消息呢 ?Peter 故意卖关子暗示 David, 跟他多年来的理想有关那就是给 Players 杂志撰稿。
That's right, and I landed a job interview with them. I go in to meet my boss next Tuesday.
Wow, man, I'm so happy for you.
But truth be told, I'm terrified of the interview. How can I ace it?
David 喜出望外地告诉 Peter,
I landed a job interview with them.
他得到了一次面试的机会 land, L-A-N-D, 在这里是动词意思是得到。但是 David 承认
Truth be told,
说实话他心里很怕所以让 Peter 给他出主意怎样才能 ace it, 意思是得满分一举拿下这次面试。
Oh, everyone is terrified of job interviews, but there are some things you can do to help prepare.
Such as?
Well, for starters,You should do as much research as possible on Players Magazine.
Yeah, I'll need to review some of their older issues and brush up on the magazine's history. I need to know that company inside and out.
That's right. Bosses like the guy who does his homework.
如何为面试做准备 ?David 表示他准备回去。
Brush up on the magazine's history.
重温一下这份杂志的历史。Brush up on something, 意思是温故而知新。David 还说
I need to know that company inside and out.
意思是把这家杂志从里到外了解个底儿透。Peter 表示赞成因为
Bosses like the guy who does his homework.
老板都喜欢认真的人。Do one's homework, 做好功课就是事先做好准备工作的意思。
I was thinking about asking you to play the role of the interviewer so I can rehearse my performance. I've already done it in front of a mirror like 100 times.
Sure, I'll play the boss. But you know, you're going to have to fight to stay calm. It doesn't look good if you go into the interview too hyper. You gotta look calm and in control.
David 让 Peter 扮演面试的考官。
Play the role of the interviewer.
帮他模拟面试。
So I can rehearse my performance.
Peter 建议 David 不要过于激动。
Too hyper, H-Y-P-E-R, hyper.
Hyper 是高度兴奋的意思。
You gotta look calm and in control.
要显得镇定自若。
David 得到了这个面试机会之后，他决定好好准备。Brush up on the magazine's history. 熟悉杂志的历史。Know the company inside and out.透彻了解这家公司 Peter 说去面试的时候不能 hyper 过于兴奋要 look calm and in control 镇定自若
Those are all good tips I think preparation is key If you are fully prepared You will have more confidence And it will show in your gestures and words
Yep 而且我觉得穿着和举止也特别重要一定得穿自己最舒服最自信的衣服一走进去就让面试官感觉到你的自信
Yep, it's better to be overdressed than underdressed. Let's continue to listen and see what kind of advice that Peter has for David.
礼节美语
David 要去面试，他准备穿什么呢？ 我们一起来听他跟好朋友 Peter 的对话。
I'm going to get there early and make sure I have my best outfit all washed and ironed way ahead of time. If I wait for the last minute, I know I'll panic.
Yeah, preparation is key. Remember to call the interviewer by their name. People like to hear their name spoken out loud. But don't overdo it. Okay, so what are you planning on wearing next Tuesday?
Well, I want to look good, but I don't want to look too stuffy. I was thinking about nice jeans and a sport coat.
David 准备提前到达面试地点，早早地把穿好的衣服洗好烫好。
Way ahead of time.
意思是早早的。
If I wait for the last minute,
如果等到最后一分钟的话，他就会 panic, 意思是感到慌张。Peter 提醒 David 要称呼面试官的名字，但是
Don't overdo it.
不要做得太过头。David 说他不想显得乏味古板 too stuffy.所以想穿牛仔裤和休闲西装上衣去面试。
I'd recommend erring on the conservative side when it comes to clothes. I read somewhere that 55% of another person's perception of you is based on how you look. I'd say go with a suit and tie.
55%, huh? Then I guess it's better to be overdressed than underdressed.
Yeah, I'd say a dark suit with a conservative tie.
Peter 建议 David...选择相对正式的西装和领带。
To err on the conservative side.
意思是宁可保守一点，因为别人对你的印象有55%都是根据你的外表得出的。
It's better to be overdressed than underdressed.
宁可穿得过于正式 overdressed, 也不要穿得过于随便 underdressed.
But the one main thing that I can't stress enough is confidence. If you need a clarification on something, speak up and ask, but don't turn into a blabbermouth.
Do you think I should tell him how terrible it is working at Shimomatsu Publishing? I bet he'd get a kick out of that.
Peter 强调说，有什么问题尽管问，但不要喋喋不休。
Don't turn into a blabbermouth. B-L-A-B-B-E-R-M-O-U-T-H.
Blabbermouth.是多嘴多舌的意思。David 想告诉面试官自己对现在的工作不满意。
I bet he'd get a kick out of that.
意思是我想他听了一定会很高兴。
Actually, when I interview people, I hate it when they badmouth previous employers. I think it's bad form, and I also think, is this what you're going to do to me one day?
Good point. Peter, you are a true friend, and I value your input.
Call me right after the interview and tell me how it went, okay?
Absolutely.
Peter 觉得最好不要
badmouth previous employers.
说以前老板的坏话 badmouth 是说别人坏话的意思，因为
it's bad form.
这是一种粗鲁的表现 form 在这里是举止行为的意思。
听到没有？绝对不能说老板或者同事的坏话。So you need to stop being mean to me.
I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest.
There will be some serious consequences for your actions, mister. You just wait and see.
Okay. I'll be waiting right here.
好了，同学们，这次节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
See you next time.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行，最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目带孩子单元的高级课程。
Hannah has a young daughter named Amber, who is in second grade. Today, Hannah is going in to talk to Amber's teacher to find out how her daughter has been doing at school.
Amber 是个让人头疼的孩子，我估计啊，她老师肯定有一大堆苦水要倒。
Thanks so much for coming in to talk to me about Amber. There are some things about Amber's behavior that I want to discuss with you.
Of course. Isn't my Amber just a little angel?
Well, your daughter is certainly very, special. However, there are a few issues that I'd like to talk to you about.
What is it? Do you want to put her on the honor roll?
Hannah 还以为 Amber 在学校是乖乖的小天使呢。不过 Professor Bowman, 什么叫 honor roll?
The honor roll is a list of the best students in class. If your child is on the honor roll, you can also say that he or she is an honor roll student.
Oh, honor roll 就是优等生名单。
The honor roll? No. Even though Amber is very bright, she has some serious behavioral problems we need to deal with.
Behavioral problems? What are you talking about? My little Amber would never misbehave.
Actually, Amber throws a temper tantrum whenever I tell her to do her work.
A temper tantrum? What does she do?
She throws all her books on the floor and screams. It's really disruptive for all the other students in the class.
瞧，真相大白了吧？老师说啊， Amber 虽然很聪明，但是不听话。老师让她做功课，她就 throw a temper tantrum。这是什么意思啊？
The word tantrum means an outburst of bad temper. If a child throws a temper tantrum, he or she is expressing anger through kicking, screaming, or other immature ways.
哦，我知道了，就是耍赖，发小孩子脾气。
Exactly. Throwing a temper tantrum is the same thing as throwing a fit. For example, I could say, my son always throws a fit when I try to put him to bed.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll give you a piece of advice. If Amber throws a fit, just give her whatever she wants. It always works for me.
Well, you see, that's the problem. If you don't set rules for her to follow, she will never learn discipline. That would be a shame, because she really has a gift for learning.
You think I need to discipline her more? How should I do that?
One thing you can do is to give her a time out.If she misbehaves or is acting up, make her sit in one spot and don't let her leave until she behaves.
Professor Bowman, 老师说 Amber has a gift for learning. 是什么意思呢?
Winnie, if you say that someone has a gift, that means he or she has an extraordinary talent.
所以老师的意思是 Amber 有学习天分但需要严格管教。他告诉 Hannah, 如果 Amber 在 act up,捣蛋耍脾气的话就 give her a time out 罚她反省
I think this is really a textbook case of lack of discipline If you set boundaries for her behavior she will quickly learn what is acceptable and what isn't
All right, I will set boundaries From now on, when she throws food at her babysitter when I go out she will have to have a time out
That's exactly right I think your babysitter will appreciate it too
That reminds meI have to find a new babysitter for my sweet little Amber. Can you believe all the other ones have quit?
Yeah, I'm completely shocked.
Professor, 老师说 Amber 是 textbook case of lack of discipline. 这是什么意思啊?
Here, the word textbook is an adjective, meaning typical or a perfect example. For example, John sleeps until noon every day.He is the textbook example of a lazy teenager.
就是典型的例子。希望 Hannah 能够接受老师的建议 ,set boundaries, 给 Amber 立点规矩。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me。网址是 www.